This is the summer of misery in the skies. The Department of Transportation says U.S. airlines are canceling and delaying more flights, losing more luggage, and bumping more passengers than ever. For millions of Americans, travel's become long lines served by just one sour, overworked person, inexplicable delays on runways, and long, worthless waits for people to answer calls. My luggage was lost when my family and I came back from China this summer. The story got some publicity, so I won't belabor the details, except to say I'm sure that our problem received more attention than millions more ever do. Years ago, American reporters, including me, would fly Aeroflot, the old Soviet state airline, and do stories about protracted, unexplained delays, paltry, stale food, and brutish airline personnel who behaved like prison guards. We suggested that Aeroflot's lies and incivility said something about the corruption and unaccountability of Soviet communism. Now, U.S. airlines are not like Aeroflot in one important way. They take off and land safely. But the four U.S. airlines that declared bankruptcy and so walked away from much of their debt may have concluded they can operate almost any old way and not have to worry about going out of business. When I contended with our airline problem this summer, someone reminded me this is the same airline that had once asked me to record their telephone announcements. They said they wanted someone warm and caring. I couldn't do it, but this summer, I wonder if I can't manage something.
Hi, welcome to our airline, you poor fool. I'm going to ask you a series of questions just to keep you occupied shouting into the phone. But I'm a recording. I can't understand a thing you say. After you've been on hold longer than the Russians have been in Chechnya, I'll turn you over to someone on the other side of the world who also won't understand you. Talk loudly and repeat everything 6 times. We find that hilarious. Plan on getting to the airport 4 hours early, spending 5 hours on the runway, and landing 7 hours late. If you don't like that, maybe you should try walking to your destination on your hands. If you miss your connection, tough. If you're calling because we lost your luggage, join the club. Give us a full description of the contents of your bag so we can distract you while we let it rot unattended in Yuma, Arizona for a week. Give us your credit card information. We'll add on several fees, taxes, and penalties. Don't I sound friendly? Actually, I'm hugely indifferent to everything you say.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.